ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת יתרו. And the parasha starts off, וישמע יתרו כהן מדיין חותן משה, את כל אשר עשה אלוהים למשה ולישראל עמו, כי הוציא אדוני את ישראל ממצרים. Parasha starts off here by what יתרו, he heard all what happened with עם ישראל, how they came out of מצרים, and הקדוש ברוך הוא split ים סוף for them. So he heard all these things and he came to convert. That's what Hakim told us, that here, that's what happened in this week's parasha. He came to Moshe Rabbeinu to convert. He wanted to become part of Am Israel. Even though we all know that in Parashat Shemot, the Pasuk said, Ve'yabu haro'im ve'garishum, ve'yakum Moshe ve'yoshi'an ve'yashk etzonam. Rashi tells us over there, said, the daughters of Yitro, they came to draw water from the well, and all the shepherds, they kissed them out. Why they kissed them out? Why Ve'yabu haro'im ve'garishum? Rashi told us over there, because Yitro already is not worshipping Abu Dazara anymore. Pirash me Abu Dazara, and they put him in Hirim. They don't want to have anything to do with him. So you see, already he's not doing Abu Dazara anymore, but there's a big step between not worshipping Abu Dazara and becoming Jew. There's a big difference. Over there back then, already Yitro is not worshipping Abu Dazara. He realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. But from that point until to decide to come to convert, that's here in this week's parasha. When he heard all what happened with Am Israel, they came out of Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the ocean for them, and there's Mahloket and the Mefarshim. Some say that Yitro came before Matan Torah, some say he came after Matan Torah. So Mahloket, how to understand the Psukim. But whatever it is, he heard many miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Am Israel. He decided to come to convert. And Rashi points out here, says Yitro, Rashi tells us, Sheba Shemot Nekre'u Lo. Yitro, he had seven names. What seven names? Re'u'el, Yeter, Yitro, Hobab, Heber, Keni, Uputiel. He has seven names. And Rashi tells us, he says, Yeter, Al Shem She'iter Perasha Ahat Batorah, Ve'etate Hezeh. Why they called him Yeter? Because in his Zechut, we have an extra parasha in the Torah, not Parashat Yitro. So don't get mixed up that we're referring to Parashat Yitro. If there was no Yitro, there was no Matan Torah, Chas V'Shalom. No, we're not talking about this. Not the Parashat Yitro, Parasha of Ve'etate Hezeh Mekol Am Anshei Chayil. When Yitro, he saw Moshe Rabbeinu, that all the crowd of Am Israel standing, they're waiting in line to see he's going to judge them. He came with an idea to Moshe. He told him, we should put Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meot, Sarei Asarot, and at the Barak Gadol, Yabiyo Elecha, at the Barak Katon, Shpetu Hem. You should make a court system, anything easy, make a different Beddin, a lot of Beddin. They should judge. Any small cases, they could take care of it. The big cases, which is hard for them, they'll bring it to you. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told him, yes, it's a good idea, that's what he's supposed to do. This parasha of the Anyan of that Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to put Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meot, Sarei Asarot, Sarei Hamshim, Sarei Asarot, that came in the Zechut of Yitro. If the Yitro didn't come, if the Yitro didn't show up, we wouldn't have such a parasha in the Torah. That's a parasha that Yitro he added in the Torah. Therefore, they called him Yeter. Why Yeter? Because he added parasha. And why they called him Yitro? L'chshen t'gayer v'kiyem ha-mitzvot, hosifu lo ot ahat al shemo. When he converted, and now he came, he accepted upon himself to keep all the mitzvot. Now they added a letter to his name, and from now on, we're calling him Yitro. That's what Rashi tells us, and Rashi continues, why do we call him Hubab, why is he Re'u'el, why is he Putiel, v'chula. Rashi explains everything. The question is, that it sounds from Rashi, what Rashi doesn't sound, he's saying it clearly, he says, they called him Yeter because Yeter Parasha Ahad in the Torah. Why they called him Yitro? Because after he converted, they added a letter to his name. That means Yitro, in any period of his lifetime, he never had seven names. Why? Because before he had his name was Yeter, and after he converted, his name is not Yeter anymore. His name is Yitro. So he never had seven names at one time. At one day, he never had seven names. All the times he had six names, Yeter, Hobab, Re'u'el, Putiel, whatever you want to call him. But Yeter and Yitro, at the same name, just before he converted, his name was Yeter. After he converted, his name became Yitro. So that's why Rashi, he was medaktik in his word. He didn't say Sheba Shemot Hayulo Leitro, because he never had seven names at one time. Sheba Shemot Nukreulo. The Torah uses, the Torah refers to Yitro in seven different ways. Sometimes the Torah refers to Yitro in the Yitro, sometimes in Yeter, sometimes in Putiel, sometimes in Reuel, and so on. But he never had at one time seven names. That's also what Baal HaTorim also tells us. He says, Yitro, Karebe, Yeter Vav. What's Yeter Vav? He has extra six. Yitro, similar as. What's extra six? Baal HaTorim writes, Shishisha Shemot Hayulo Yoter Al Shar Bnei Adam. He had an extra six names on top of other people's names. What does it mean? When every other person, he has one name. His parents, they call him one name. That's it. That's his name. Yitro, he had another six names on top of anyone else. Everyone else has one name. He has six on top of them. That means he has seven names. And Baal HaTorim continues, Dabar Aher, why they called him Yitro? Sheba lekabel yud hadibrot. ויתרו מצוות יותר על שבע הראשונות שנסתבו לבני נוח. So that's why they called him Yitro, but split the word Yitro, not Yater Vav, now split Yud, Taru. What's Yud Taru? Yud is 10, he came to accept upon himself the 10 commandments, and Taru, what's the gematria of Taru? 606. That's the extra mitzvot that Am Israel they have on top of Umot HaOlam. Umot HaOlam, they have שבע מצוות בני נוח, 7 מצוות. Am Israel, they have teriyag mitzvot. What's the difference? 610. 606, I'm sorry. 606, that's a teru. Gematria of teru. Yud, teru. He accepted upon himself the 10 commandments. And extra teru mitzvot from the time he used to have before. Before he used to have 7 mitzvot, now he added teru mitzvot. Therefore, the Gemara also tells us also the same idea about Rut Moabiyah. Why they called her Rut? Why they called her Rut Moabiyah? Hakim, they explained because she added, when she came to convert, she added on herself another Rut Mitzvot. 606 Mitzvot she added. Because all Umot HaOlam, anyways, they're commanded to keep Sheba Mitzvot. And now that she came to convert, she added 606 Mitzvot, therefore they called her Rut. Here a similar idea. I said, Yud Yeter. That's why they called him Yitro. That's a remez that Baal HaTorim tells us. And we see that later on, after he came, now he decided to come to convert. So he came, El HaMidbar, Pasuk said, Ve'yabo Yitro Hoten Moshe U'bana Ve'ishto El Moshe, El HaMidbar Asher Hu Honei Sham Hara Elohim. He came next to the place where Am Israel, they were camped in the Midbar. Ve'yomer El Moshe, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he tell him? Rashi tells us, Alide Shadiyah. How could he go inside Al HaNikavod Yitro? He cannot go inside Al-Nikavod. He sent him a messenger. What he wants from Moshe Rabbeinu? It was his father-in-law, but what he wants from him? He told him, Ani hotincha Yitro ba elecha. Nice to meet you. He said, I'm came now. I'm your father-in-law. Yitro, I'm coming to meet you. I'm coming to you. Ve'ishtecha u'shne baneha amma. And I'm coming with your wife and your two sons. They're also coming with me. So, what does that mean? Rashi tells us. Rashi quotes here the Mechilta. Mechita Derbi Shmael on this pasuk, he says here, Ani hotincha Yitro ba elecha, im en ata yotze begini, tze begin ishtecha. Ve im en ata yotze begin ishtecha, tze begin shene baneha. He told him, please, I'm asking you, Moshe Rabbeinu, please come welcome me outside the camp. I'm outside, I'm ready to come to you. But I don't want to walk in. You come outside the camp to welcome me, and then I'll come back, I'll come inside with you. That's what Yitro told him. And Yitro, he continued, if you don't want to come because of me, at least come because of your wife. You don't want to come because of your wife, at least you should come because of your two sons. That means he was asking him, please come and give me the kavod, give me the respect. He wants the respect. Now the Yitro, the Hakim tell us that before, Moshe Rabbeinu was getting the kavod because of his father-in-law. Here, his father-in-law, Yitro, he got all the kabod in the world and the zechut of Moshe. It was a payback. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard that's what his father-in-law wants. He went outside the camp, the pasuk said, Ve'yetze Moshe lekrat hotino. He went outside the camp to greet him. Al-Hakim tell us, Ve'yetze Moshe, Rashi says, Kabod gadol netkabad Yitro be'ota sha'a. What a big honor Yitro he had at that moment. Shekevan sheyatza Moshe, yatza Aharon, Nadab, Abihu. Moshe went out to greet his father-in-law. Who's going to walk with Moshe Rabbeinu? Aharon, Nadav Abihu. ומיהו זה שראה את אלו יוצאים ולא יצא? Everyone, he sees Moshe and Aharon, they're going to greet someone. Who's that someone? If Moshe and Aharon, all that Zekinim, they're going to greet someone, it must have been someone Hashub. So everyone, he went to greet the Yitro. So Kabod Gadol had Yitro. And Farshim, they asked, said, I really don't understand what's going on over here. Yitro, is looking enough for Kabod? He just told you in the beginning, Vayishma, he heard all what happened, he came to convert. And Hakim tell us he came El Hamidbar. Where El Hamidbar? He left the Armon, he left the palace, he left everything, he came to the Midbar. He's not looking for kabod, he's not looking for anything. What happened all of a sudden? Please come outside the camp, welcome me. And Moshe went out, Ahara went out, Zekinim went out, Nadav Behold, call Israel. Everyone went out. How come here Yitro was looking for kabod all of a sudden at the time that he decided to come to convert? What happened here? And it cannot be that that's what Yitro wanted, but that's what seems from the Pesukim. So we have to understand what's going on, Be'ezrat Hashem. And the Pesuk continues, after Moshe Rabbeinu went out to greet him, ויצא משה לקראת חותנו, וישתחו וישקלו, וישאלו איש לרעהו לשלום, and they kissed him, and they asked, how are you doing? And ויבואו האוהלה. What's ויבואו האוהלה? They came inside the tent. Okay? Rashi tells us here, ויבואו האוהלה, there's no Rashi here. You have the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra tells us here, ויבואו האוהלה, what's האוהלה? שהוא ידוע שהוא אוהל משה. Doesn't say ויבואו לאוהל, האוהלה, the tent, the most חשוב tent in the camp, that was the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. That means he came to the house of Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously he came out to greet him, he came inside this tent. Yonatan Uziel tells us here, ve'atu, what's האוהלה? What was the אוהל of Moshe Rabbeinu? פסוק סייד, משה ייקח את האוהל ונטלו מחוס למחנה, והיה כל מבקש אדוני יצא אל אוהל מועד אשר מחוס למחנה. That means the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the tent of Torah. That's what Yonatan Uziel tells us here, ve'atu lemishkan bet ulfana. They went to the Beit HaMidrash of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Yonatan Uziel. But as I said, Ibn Ezra, he said, ve'abu ha'ohila, the tent, the famous tent, the most famous tent in camp, what was it? It was the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Then Farshim, they asked, he said, what's a hadush over here? That Yitro, he came to the tent of Moshe. Obviously, where Moshe is going to, after his father-in-law, he came out to greet him. He's going to take him to the park. He's going to take him to a restaurant. Where is he going to take him? He's going to bring him to his house. Even simple person, he came to greet out someone. He invites him to his house. So, what's the hadush here? They came inside the tent. Hazak Baruch. Said, for simple person, he would do the same. Here, you're telling me such a kabod, Moshe Rabbeinu gave to his father-in-law and he brought him inside his tent. Something is missing here, we have to understand by the direction. And the Pasuk said that after they went inside the tent, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was telling Yitro all the miracles that Hashem did with them. And the Pasuk right away, he says, וייחד יתרו על כל הטובה אשר עשה אדוני לישראל אשר הצילו מיד מצרים. Yeah, so that's here what the Pasuk tells us. Vayihad Yitro. What's Vayihad Yitro? So you have here that Yonatan Uziel, he said, Ubdah Yitro, he was happy. Ubdah was happy. And also, the Unkelos also said the same thing. Vahadi Yitro, he was happy. Vayihad, Lashon Hadi. Was Sameah, Lashon Aramit. Rashi tells us here, Vayihad Yitro, Vayismah Yitro. Zehu Peshuto. אבל מדרש אגדה נעשה בשרו חדודין חדודין. What does mean נעשה בשרו חדודין חדודין? Rashi continues, מצר על עבוד מצרים. והיינו דאמרי אנשי, גיורה עד עשרה דרי, לא תבזה הרמאה באפה. It means here, יתרו, the פסוק סטנג עשיר, וייחד יתרו, נעשה בשרו חדודין. It means he felt like his skin was shaking. Why? Because he heard such a bad thing that he doesn't like. Therefore, he didn't like the news that he heard. Which news did he hear? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he killed all the Mitzrayim. Ooh. Yitro, even though he was a convert, he was Ger Tzedek, like you see from the Psukim, he came to convert, was legit, he came to convert. But behold, zot, still it hurts him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he killed his nation. Yitro, previous nation, he was the advisor of Paraon, was advisor in Mitzrayim. Now that he heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of all the Mitzrayim, he killed them, he felt bad. יסירו את הפסוק סטנג אסיר, והיינו דה אמרה אינשה, that's what the Gemara is teaching us, that if you see a convert, don't curse or don't embarrass goyim in front of such a convert until at least 10 generations gonna pass by. Why? Because the first generation is just converted, even his children, up to 10 generations, the Gemara said, don't embarrass a goy in front of him. Why? Because he feels is connected somehow, Chas v'Shalom, to the goyim. That's what the Gemara is telling us. That's here the idea. I saw here also the Pirush Torat Mima. He explains here, in this Pasuk, he quotes here the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. That's basically, that's what Rashi, he brought the opinion of one Chacham only. He brought the opinion of Shemuel in the Gemara, but the Gemara is Mahloket, Rabban Shemuel. What does it mean, V'yihad Yitro? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, V'yihad Yitro, Rab Amar, V'yihad She'ibir Hereb Hadda Al Besaro. It means, he did Brit Mila. Before, he's separated from Abu Dazara. Now he came to convert. He has to do Brit Milah. He has to dip. Then he becomes the Am Israel. Become a Jew. Which Shmuel Amar Shneisa Besaro Hadudin Hadudin. That means he felt bad about the Misriim, what Hashem did to the Misriim. So I saw here that Torah Tmima. He says Neisa, what's Hadudin Hadudin? Kematin Kematin. His skin. He felt. He felt bad. שבלבו היה מצר על מפלת מצרים. He felt bad that Hashem killed the Mitzrayim. ולכאורה משמע אדם דייק מלשון וייחד יתרו מדלק איתי וישמח. So here, תורת מימה, he says, it sounds like, why Shmuel, he was דורש that נעשה בשרו חדודין חדודין, because it says here the word וייחד יתרו. Why the Torah didn't write straightforward, וישמח יתרו על כל הטובה שעשה השם לישראל. Why you have to know Vihad? I have to figure out what does Vihad means? Oh, it's Vihadi, it's Lashon Aramit. It's a Samah. Tell me straight. Vihismah Yitro, it's Lashon HaKodesh. Why not? Why you have to use here Lashon Aramit? וחאורן שמע דייך לשון ויחד, מדלק איתי ויסמח. וכן לשמע במפרשים. That's what most of מפרשים understood. אבל לדעתי, אין זה מספיק. Says here, it's not enough. That if it was only because of this, that's why Shmuel was doresh like this, it's not enough. Why? שהרים עשינו כמה פעמים לשון זה המורה על שמחה. So many places you see, the Torah uses the word ויחד to teach us that it was עניין of happiness. How? He said, תחדהו בשמחה את פניך, עשין תהלים. חדוות אדוני היא מעוז זכם. עוז וחדווה מקומו. Many פסוקים, says חדווה, it's the same language. Why the Torah didn't use over there that שמחה במקומו? You see, the Torah does use that language to teach us that is Simcha. ולכן נראה, so he said, if it was only because of the דיוק, why the Torah used the word ביחד instead of הישמח, it's not enough. ולכן נראה לי, ששמחו לדרוש כן הלשון ביחד, פני שיש לדייק בכלל עניין הפסוק. He said, because, he says, there's another thing that is missing here from the פסוקים, because since that, משה רבנו בסיפור משה ליתרו, כלולים שני עניינים. האחד, דבר הטוב שעשה הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, והשני, את אשר עשה השם לפרעו למצרים. משה רבנו, וספר משה לחתנו, what he told him, את כל אשר עשה אדוני לפרעו למצרים על עדות ישראל, he told him what Hashem did to פרעון למצרים, and what Hashem did to בני ישראל, he took them out of מצרים. So Yitro, he heard two things. He heard what happened to the Mitzrayim, and he heard what happened to Am Israel. And the Pasuk said, V'yichad Yitro, al kol toba she'asa Hashem le'Israel. How come it didn't say that he was happy on what? On the toba that Hashem did to Israel, and he was happy that Hashem took care of the Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him two things, but Yitro, he was happy about one thing only. What about the other thing, that they killed the Mitzrayim? From here, Shmuel, who was Medayek, Moshe Rabbeinu told him two things, and he was happy about one thing only. Teach us that the other thing, that Hashem killed the Mitzrayim, he wasn't happy. ומיד אחרי זה כתיב ששמח יתרו רק על הטובה שעשה לישראל. ונשמת ששמח גם על, על, על הפרט השני, מה שנעשה לפרעו למצרים. ומבואר מזה, דעל זה באמת לא שמח, משום דבלבו היה מצר על הרעה שמצאתם וכדומפרש. וסמכו דרשתם על לשון ויחד, שינו לשון מצוי מאוד. That's what he says here. I saw also after I saw also the Hatam Sofer also said exactly the same thing, same pirush. That's why the Shmuel he was the medayek in the Gemara. Ve'yihad, what does ve'yihad means? She and he said, "Besaruch hadurin hadurin." He was sad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he killed the Mitzrayim. But we have to understand what Rab told us. Rab said, "She'abir harab hadda al besaro." That means he did the Brit Milah. How did Yitro do Brit Milah over there? Because we have Gemara Masechet Yebamot. The Gemara tells us here in Yebamot, the Fa'in Aleph, Amud Bet, explains the pasuk here. It says, "Ba'ita hi Amar Adonai Eli Yoshua, Ase lecha harbot tzurim, Bishub mol et bnei Israel shenit." Hashem told Yeshua, he has to do Brit Milah to bnei Israel before they're going to go to Eretz Israel. Why? Because the pasuk said clearly over there, "Ki mulim hayu kol ha'am yotzim v'kol ha'am yilodim b'midbar lo malu." Said all those who left Mitzrayim, they all did Brit Milah. That's the Midrashim that tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu he did Brit Milah to all of Am Israel before they left. Why? Because they brought Korban Pesach, and the pasuk said v'kol ha'arel lo yochal bo. They did Brit Milah to all Am Israel. However, those who were born in the Midbar, then did not do Brit Milah. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu now is telling Yehoshua ben Nun, you have to do Brit Milah to all of those who were born in the Midbar. They didn't do Brit Milah. Now is the time before you go to Israel, do Brit Milah. And the pasuk explains over there in Sefer Yehoshua, Yehoshua ben Nun did Brit Milah to all of Am Israel, and he took all the orlot and he made like a big mountain of orlot. And the Gibat Aralot, they called the place Gibat Aralot, Al Shem. So many Urdot they put over there. That was Gibat Aralot. That's what the Pasuk said. The Gemara is asked, he said, "Hello, why in the Midbar they did not do Brit Milah? Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of them. How come did everyone who was born in the Midbar they didn't do Brit Milah? No one told them anything? What's going on? Uba Midbar, ma ta'malu malu? Why didn't do Brit Milah?" The Gemara said, the Gemara said, because they're tired, you know, they're walking in the Midbar. They don't know when Hashem is going to ask them to start to walk or to camp. They don't know. Whenever the cloud starts to move, that's a siman that you have to move up. Whenever the cloud stops, you have to camp over there. They don't know if they're going to do Brit Milah now. Maybe an hour later, Hashem is going to ask them to start traveling. Sakana, how are they going to go? They don't know. They're tired. They could not do Brit Milah. If you didn't like this answer, I'll give you a different answer. The Gemara says, because they didn't have Ruach Sifonit. What's Ruach Sifonit? Rashi says, Nuhahi, lo hama velo tzonenet. So that's the best, you know, the avir that comes, and that's good for those who do Brit Milah. Ruach Sifonit, wind that comes from the north, it's good for Brit Milah. Ditanya, the Gemara brings the Brita, kol otam 40 shana shehayu Yisrael b'midbar lo nashba lahem ruach sifonit. Since that, all the 40 years that Am Yisrael says in the Brita, they never had ruach sifonit in the Midbar, all the 40 years. And the Gemara said, why didn't do Brit Milah? Because they didn't have ruach sifonit. That's what the pasuk said. Ruach sifonit is good for, it's good temperature, it's good climate for Brit Milah. But there was no ruach sifonit, therefore they did not do Brit Milah. The Gemara asks, why there was no ruach sifonit? You tell me, they didn't do Brit Milah because no ruach sifonit. Why there was no ruach sifonit? The Gemara asks, ibait ema mishum dinizufim hayu, vibait ema dila nibdur anane kabod. What is it? Rashi tells us here, ibait ema mishum achid lo nashba ruach sifonit. Why? Mishum dinizufim hayum ma'aseha aigel. They weren't worthy to have ruach sifonit because that's the best the wind that could come. It's a perfect climate. And they're not worthy. They did avon aigel. They're not worthy to have ruach sifonit. Therefore, all the 4 years did not have ruach sifonit. That's one answer. Different answer. The Gemara said, "Dela nebdur anani kabod." Rashi says, "Mishum achi lo nashba ki echi dela nebderu anani kabod shehu makifin velo hayta hama yechula lekanes." He said, since that anani kabod they were surrounding Am Israel, if the wind ruach tzifoni is gonna come, it's gonna push away ruach tzifoni, it's gonna push away Anani Kabod, then the sun is gonna come on top of Am Israel, they're walking in the Midbar, Midbar Sinai walking over there, it's boiling hot. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was they did chesed with Am Israel, no ruach tzifonit. Why? Because I'm surrounding you with Anani Kabod. We don't want the ruach tzifonit to push away Anani Kabod. That's what the Gemara tells us here. So you see from this Gemara that the reason why Am Israel did not do Brit Milah in the Midbar because they did not have ruach tzifonit. Oh, now, how come here Yitro, Vayihad Yitro, Rab said, Ehibir Hereb Hadda al Bisaro? How did he put himself into Sakana to do Brit Milah if there was no ruach tzifonit? The whole reason why Am Israel, all Am Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of them. None of them did Brit Milah. Why? Because no ruach tzifonit over there, it's Sakana. How come Yitro? He didn't care about the Sakana? Hamira Sakanta Miyasura, the Sakana over here. If the baby has to do Brit Milah and there's Sakana for him, we do not do Brit Milah. Why is Sakana? Sakana Tnefashot, Doha, everything. So how come here Yitro, he didn't care about Sakana, he did Brit Milah? Who gave him permission to do Hirab Hadda? How come Moshe Rabbeinu allowed him to do it? How come he didn't stop him? The same way Am Yisrael did not do it because it was Sakana, he was supposed to stop Yitro also. How come he didn't stop him? It sounds here from the Psukim, he did the Brit Milah. Where did the Brit Milah? Not before he came to Moshe. It sounds from the Psukim, after he came to Moshe, Vesaper Moshe Lachotino, then Vyihad Yitro. It means he did the Brit Milah and while he was inside the camp. How did he do it? It was Sakana. That's the question also we have to understand. That basically also that Baal HaTurim also, where did Baal HaTurim tell us here? Vyihad Yitro, what does Vayihad? Sheyihid lebo le'elihad v'ne'esa Yehudi. He believed in one God and he became a Jew. He did Brit Milah. Dabar acher melemet she'ne'esa b'saro haddudin haddudin al obdan Mizraim. That's the same idea that we just said before. But who gave him permission to do Brit Milah? And we see after this, the Pasuk said, Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Adonai asher otzil etchem miyad Mizraim miyad Parao asher otzil ta'am tahad yad Mizraim. It was... This thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu that he took Am Israel from Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Hakim tell us, Rashi tells us that in Mitzrayim there was no way, there was no way that Abed could run away from Mitzrayim. And here, all of you, full nation, 600,000 people, you left Mitzrayim. It's a huge miracle Hashem did with you. He was thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ata yada'ati ki gadol Adonai mikol ha'elohim. Keep a debar shizatu alayhim. And the Pasuk said after, Vayikah Yitro hotel Moshe ula uzbahim lil Elohim. He took ula and zibahim. Vayabu Aharon liyakul lehim hotel Moshe lifnei Elohim. The Pasuk doesn't tell us what did Yitro do with the ula uzbahim. Vayikah Yitro hotel ula uzbahim lil Elohim. It doesn't say in the Pasuk that hekrib ula uzbahim. Vayikah, he took them. What did he do with them? Doesn't say here anything. And the Pasuk said, V'yabo Moshe v'chol zik Israel l'echol lechem im hoten Moshe l'fnei Elohim. What does it mean they came to eat bread with Yitro? They came to eat the bread with Yitro. What does it mean? Where did Yitro got all this bread? It sounds like he did Brit Milah. He did Saudat Brit Milah now, it sounds like. That's what you get the approach from the Pasukim. He did Saudan, everyone came. And now Moshe Rabbeinu went out to greet him and everything. And he brought korbanot, and they ate, everyone ate bread. Where did he get the bread from? If you're going to tell me that, I don't know, he got the man, he was giving them the man. So all the man that he used to come to Am Israel, Omer the Gulgolet. Where did Yitro got the man? And if you're going to tell me, no, that Yitro, maybe he bought halot and all kind of bread, he bought from Tagare Mota Olam, that's how he made the Sauda. So how could that be? Am Israel, all the times, they were eating the man. Lechem abirim achalish. That was lechem, heninim tir dachem, lechem in Hashamayim. How could Am Israel leave the lechem in Hashamayim that they have, and everyone's going to come to eat lechem in Haaretz from Yitro? You have lechem in Hashamayim, you're going to eat lechem in Haaretz. And don't think that only simple people they came to eat. V'yabo Aharon v'chol zikne Israel. Moshe, everyone, they came over there. Rashi says here about Moshe, he didn't eat with them. There's a different pirush for it. But all the Gdolim, they ate. And we'll see later on. Also Moshe Rabbeinu, he also ate with them. That, whatever it is, but all the Gdolim, they did eat. How could it be that all of them, they ate all the lechem, of that Yitro he brought with him from who knows, probably it's Bat Akum, probably what's going on over here? How did they eat? Where they got all this bread? This also, it's not clear here in the Psukim. But we could understand all the questions by Ezra Hashem et Barach, because first of all, we have to understand what the Gemara tells us here in Masechet Yibamot, Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Bet. The Gemara says here, Tam Rabbanan, Ein Mekabbelim Gerim Limot HaMashiach. When Mashiach is going to come soon by Ezra Hashem et Barach, if any goy he wants to come to convert to be part of Am Israel after Mashiach is going to come, we tell him, too late, you missed the boat. אין מקבלים גרים למות המשיח. No way. כיוצא בו, similarly, לא קבלו גרים לא בימי דוד ולא בימי שלמה. They never accepted גרים, not at the times of David המלך, not at the times of שלמה המלך, no גרים to come to עם ישראל. Why not? The Gemara explains, because we don't know if that gear, when Mashiach is going to come, עם ישראל is going to be all the way on top. Which person is going to see Am Israel have a lot of success and he is not going to want to be part of them. So it doesn't show that he's coming to convert Leshem Shemaim. He's coming to convert because he sees Am Israel, they're all Matzlihim. He wants also to be Matzliach. Therefore he came to join them. But it doesn't show that he's doing it Leshem Shemaim. Same thing by this David and Shalomot was Shalom, Am Israel, Yadam, Ali, Ali, Yona. They did not accept the Gerim. That's what the Gemara tells us here. Ask here at Tosafot, said, oh yeah? At the times of Shlomo Melech, there was no Gerim? Shlomo's wife, she was a daughter of Pharaoh. Converted her and he married her. They never accepted Gerim at the time of Shlomo. Shlomo himself. He says here at Tosafot, ובת פרעו דבימי שלמה לא קשה. It's not a question. Don't ask me for that question. It's not a question. Why not? דמידהו טעמה אלא משום שולחן מלאכים. והנה לא צריכה. The only reason why the Gemara said did not accept the Gerim at the time of Shlomo Melech, same thing by David HaMelech, same thing by Imot HaMashiach, because we don't know if that person is coming to convert, he's doing it Leshem Shemaim. Well, probably because he is going through tough times, and he sees Am Israel succeeding, he wants to be part of them. But I said that reason applies to all the people, but Par'o, she was the daughter of Par'o. Was she missing anything by the house of Pharaoh? She has it. She has all the kabod. She has all the money. She has all the everything she had. What's she missing? Why she decided to come to convert to become part of Am Israel? Must have been she's doing it Lashem Shemaim. Why? Because if it wasn't Lashem Shemaim, what did she see to come to convert? Because you see Am Israel succeeding. Pharaoh was also. She was the daughter of Pharaoh. She was the daughter of the king. So why she came to convert? Ella, the only reason, because Shulchan Milachim, this doesn't apply over there. Therefore, they did accept her. That's what the Gemara tells us here. The question is now, how did they accept Yitro? If the Gemara said at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech did not accept Gerim, how come they accepted Gerim by the times of Moshe Rabbeinu? Yitro, he came here to convert, and they converted him. V'yichad Yitro, he did Brit Milah, and he came to convert. How come they accepted him? So I saw here in Paradise Yosef, all the way at the beginning of the parasha, he asks that question. He says here, ובספר מכלל יופי כתב דהמפרשים מקשו דקיים עלן במסכת יבמות כפדלת, we just read, אין מקבלים גרים לא לימות המשיח ולא בימי דוד ושלמה, שלא אמרו משום שולחן מלאכים גייר. כן? ובמדבר שהיה להם באר ומן וענני כבוד, איך גיירו את יתרו? They had all the best in the Midbar. How come they accepted Yitro? V'ayim b'yad Yosef, d'hakshah od, sh'arei pasuk b'ishaya omer, nachon yiyye har bet Adonai v'naharu elav kol ha-goyim. Ta'atid labo v'l-mashiach is gonna come. Then the pasuk said, v'naharu elav kol ha-goyim. All the Mota Olam, they wanna come to be part of Am Israel. The Gemara said, they're not gonna accept them. What the pasuk are talking about? והתירוץ, זה רק בדין של שלושה, שגר צריך שלושה, אין מקבלים, דשמי דעתו לשולחן מלאכים. מה שאין כן כאן, כתיב, ונהרו אליו כל הגויים, הוז אליו. אליו דייק למלך המשיח בעצמו, ואצלו כתיב, והריחו ביראת אלוהים, ויבין מה שבדעתו של גר, אם לשם שמיים יתכוון או לא. What the Gemara said did not accept Gerim, we're not going to accept Gerim by Imot HaMashiach. That's by Bedin. Ger wants to come to convert. Three Dayanim, they talk to him, they see that he's serious, they convert him. How do they have Ruach HaKodesh, these Dayanim? How are they going to know? Probably he's Geyershin Lo Lushem Shamayim. But the Pasuk, when the Pasuk Nishaya said that Vinaharu Elav Kol HaGoyim, all the Goyim, they're going to come to Melech HaMashiach. About Melech HaMashiach, the Pasuk said, Vaharicho Birat Elohim. He could smell a person if he has Yirat Shamayim or not. So Melech HaMashiach is going to see someone's going to come to convert. If he's not doing the Lushem Shamayim, he's going to catch him on the spot. Therefore, v'naharu elav kol ha'goyim. He's going to tell us if he's mutkaven l'shem shamayim or not. He's going to tell us all what's going on. V'zeh haya gam ken b'moshe. V'lachin kabelu l'yitro, l'geyer. Ayin sham. So that's the same thing. If the pasuk is telling us v'harichu v'yirat elokim, abat melech ha'mashiach, yaz ruach ha'kodesh. Kol shekayin, Moshe Rabbeinu, yaz ruach ha'kodesh. So when he came to Moshe Rabbeinu, he smelled Yitro and he saw that he has a good smell. So therefore he converted him. Even though they would not accept Gerim, probably it's not the Shemayim mitkaven, but here you can tell, Moshe Rabbeinu is Ruach HaKodesh. Lefi ze nira lomar, Sfat Yeter Berashi, Mila Tuba, Shekashe al Yitro, Shehaya Kohen Bemidyan, Ma Yeh Sarich Letroach Et Asmo Velabo El Hamidbar, Dehaya Le Yitro Lishloach Lemoshe, Sheishlach Lo Shlosha Anashim Legeir Oto. ועל כורחך לשלושה אינם רשאים לגייר. מה שאין כן משה יבין מכוונתו לשמיים. Sorry, it was a seer. He said, with this he could also answer, how come Yitro, if he wants to convert, why he had to do all this trouble to come to Moshe Rabbeinu, to call all of Am Israel to bring them outside? And call after Moshe Rabbeinu, send him a messenger, and send me 3 Talmidei Chachamim to do giyur for me. And that's it. He said, no, how are these Talmidei Chachamim going to know if he's mitkaven l'shem shamayim or not? Because at the times of Moshe, did not accept Gerim. Therefore, he had no choice, he has to come to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. The best, he has Ruach HaKodesh, then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell him, he's going to see if he's mitkaven l'shem shamayim or not, then it's good to convert him. Let's hear what the Pardes Yosef tells us here. But we could also explain also the very simple, because the Pasuk tells us here, Ata yada'ati, ki gadol Adonai mikol ha'elohim. What does mean Ata yada'ati? Rashi says, Makiro hayiti l'she'abar, abal akshav biyoter. I knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu a long time ago, as I told you in Parashat Shemot already. Before Moshe Rabbeinu married his daughter, he was the Poresh from Avodah Zarah. But now, more and more now. Now he knows him more. What does it mean? They say, Siftei Chachamim is Medayek. He said, Ata, it means now. Yada'ati, it's Lashon Abar. How could it be? Ata, Yada'ati. Ata, Yodea. The Pasuk was supposed to say. Now I knew. What's now I know? Now I know, not I knew. What's the starting in the double language? Therefore, Rashi was forced to explain here. Makiro hayiti l'she'abar. Yada'ati oto m'she'abar. Ve'ata beyoter veyoter. Now I know him more and more. So if that's the case, he's not really is coming to convert only now. He already started the conversion process a long time ago. And now he came to finalize it. Such a thing, said in Pashtut, he could accept him. Why? Because he didn't start right now. He started way before. Then in such a case, he said he could accept him. That's how he could explain it in a simple way. And maybe that's why the Pasuk told us here, he said, Ata yada'ati, makiro hayiti l'she'abar, ve'achshav biyoter. What's achshav biyoter? Pasuk is coming to explain to us how come they accepted Yitro over here at the time of Moshe, did not accept Gerim. And I said, I knew him from before, but now I know him more and more. Therefore, the Torah called him over here Yitro. Why? Because now I know him biyoter. Yoter Nitro, same letters. Therefore, the Torah tells us here, that's Anyan. However, we could also explain something else, because we all know that the Pasuk tells us that when Amalek came, Pasuk says, V'zeneb b'cha kol nechi shalim acharecha, v'ata ayef v'yageya v'lo yare Elohim. What does it mean, V'zeneb b'cha kol nechi shalim acharecha? We have Yonatan Noziel. He tells us in Parashat Veshalach last week, said, Ve'yabo Amalek ve'ilachem Israel berfidim. Who did Amalek took care of? Who did he start to fight with? The Yonatan tells us over there, Ve'hava nasib ve'katil gubrin medebet dan. De'la hava anana mikabel yathon. Min beglal purhana nukhra'a di benehon. It means that when Amalek came, how could he come inside the camp of Am Israel? You have Alani Kabot surrounding Am Israel. No one could come inside. So what, Amalek is outside. He can't come in. What are you scared about? But he said the problem here that Shebet Dan, that they were all Obdei Avodah Zarah. Alani Kabot, any person who's doing Avodah Zarah, Alani Kabot spit him out. He doesn't deserve it to be inside the camp of Am Yisrael. And Nikabu spit him out. Why? Because he's doing Avodah Zarah. That's what happened here. Havani si v'katil gubrin the Beit Dan. He was killing right and left from the Shebet Dan because the Hava, the Lahava anana mikabelitun. Anan Nikabod didn't accept them. Spitting them out. Min beglal prohanan khuradi binehun. Because of all the Avodah Zarah, they were doing Avodah Zarah. Therefore, anan Nikabod was spitting them out. That's what the Pasuk said. Ve'ata ayef ve'ageya ve'lo yare Elohim. Also, the Sefrei tells us over there also. What does it mean? Ve'ata ayef ve'ageya. Rashi tells us here also in the Pasuk, Ve'ata ayef batzama, d'chtiv, ve'itzma shama am lamayim, u'chtiv ahara ve'abu amalek, ve'ata ayef, ve'ageya abadderech, you're tired from the way, ve'lo yare Elohim, what does ve'lo yare Elohim? Rashi says, ve'lo yare amalek Elohim, m'li hara alicha. Amalek, he wasn't scared of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to start up with you, Am Israel. He didn't care. He didn't care about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amalek. Therefore, he came to attack Am Israel. That's how Rashi explained. So here the Sifti HaChamim said, what does it mean? Velo yare Amalek. He says, he should not tifaresh shehu to'ar le'Israel. Shelo hayu Israel yir'e Elohim. Dum yad ayef ve'yageya. Lekach pirash Rashi Amalek. It means, Rashi is coming to tell you, it stands from the Pasuk, ve'ata, who's ata? Am Israel. Ve'ata ayef. Ayef from what? Batzama. Shne'emar ve'yismah sham amalamayim. Ve'yageya, who's yageya? You, Israel. Ve'yageya baderech. Ve'lo yare Elohim, who's lo yare Elohim? Sounds like the Pasuk referring to Israel. Hasva shalom Israel, lo hayu yare Elohim, they didn't fear a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Said, no, hasva shalom. So the Pasuk, ve'lo yare Amalek, he wasn't scared of God, therefore he came to attack you. That's how Rashi tells us over here. That's what the Sefrei tells us. However, you open up over there, the Sefrei also over there, they bring different pirush. Some, they explain, also the Haskuni bring also the other pirush. Said some Farshim, they explain, not some Farshim, one of the Tanaim on the Sefrei, he tells us, what does mean, Velo Yare Elohim? It's also referring to Am Israel. Am Israel, they did not have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Amalek came to attack them. Who are these people who weren't here, Elohim? That's Shebet Dan. That's what Targum Yotam Razia tells us here. That's Shebet Dan, that he was kissing them out of the Ananikabod. And that's what the Amalek, when he came, he was attacking Shebet Dan because they didn't have Yirat Elohim. And therefore, they were kissed outside the camp. So you see from here that any person who's not 100%, he doesn't have 100% belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anani Kabod would never accept him. See, even Shebet Dan, who were Am Israel, part of Am Israel, but they were doing Avodah Zarah, Anani Kabod spit them out. So when he saw this Yitro, he came Yitro now here to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, who am I to come inside the camp of Am Israel? He didn't think of himself that I am someone Hashub, I came to convert. So what? He saw in his own eyes that people of Am Israel, they're outside the camp. Yitro, what did Yitro hear? He heard what Amalek did. That means he saw what Amalek, he killed a lot of Shebet Dan from Am Israel. And he was wondering, Yitro, how come this Shebet Dan, they weren't inside the camp? All those who were inside the Ananikabod, Amalek could not even touch them. Why? Because the Ananikabod, they were protecting from Am Israel everything. Everything that they're throwing at them, Ananikabod used to take it. It didn't affect Am Israel at all. Amalek, he doesn't have permission to go inside the camp. Ella, who did take care of Amalek? He killed all Shebet Dan, they were doing Avodah Zarah. So Yitro, he saw in his own eyes that people from and among Am Israel, because they weren't behaving properly, they were doing Avodah Zarah, Ananikabod spit them out, that's what Amalek killed them. Said, I'm me that I'm coming now to become part of Am Israel. Who am I compared to Am Israel? I'm nothing. Therefore, Yitro thought, said, how could I come inside Ananikabod? There's no way I could come inside Ananikabod. If Zohar also tells us, Zohar HaKadosh tells us in Parashat Kitsa, he said, Ananikabod did not surround Erev Rab. Ananikabod was surrounding only Am Israel. All the Erev Rab, they were outside Ananikabod. Why? Because any person who's not 100% tzaddik, Ananikabod would spit him out. He wouldn't accept him. I saw recently, I saw that one of the Sfarim they bring down that they quote the Shach ala Torah. He said, we have Kabbalah biyadinu, that the Arab Rab did not hear Aseret HaDibrot, did not hear Matan Torah. They did not experience Matan Torah. Why not? Because all the Ananei Kabbalah, they were kicking them out. So they didn't experience all what happened by Matan Torah. They didn't experience it. So Yitro, he saw all these things. He said, how can I come inside the camp? There's no way I can come inside the camp. If within and among Am Israel, they were kicked outside. Me, that are coming to become part of Am Israel, who am I? Therefore, Yitro thought, who am I to come inside the camp? I cannot go inside. Therefore, he sent him Shaliach, what the Pasuk we said before. He told him, Vayomer el Moshe, ani chotincha Yitro ba'elecha. How did he tell Moshe Rabbeinu? He sent Shaliach. Said, who am I to go inside the camp? So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, please come outside to greet me. Why? He wasn't looking for kabod, as we said before. He's not coming for kabod now. He had all the kabod. He left everything to become part of Am Israel. But Yitro, from his anava, he thought, who am I to come inside the camp? I don't have permission to come inside the camp. Please, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to come outside the camp because I want to convert. As we said before, that Paradis Yosef said, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot send him 3 dayanim to do giyur for him, to convert him, because they did not accept gerim at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one, he has to decide, b'harichu b'yirat Elohim, he has to smell Yitro. If he's kavanah l'shem shamayim, then he could convert him. Therefore, he told him, I have no choice. I'm not looking for kabot chas v'shalom, but I want you to come outside because you're the only one who could do the conversion for me. Therefore, please come outside. When Moshe Rabbeinu went outside, Aharon came with him, and all the Zakenim, Nadav, Abihu, they escorted him, and all Am Yisrael, they went outside. So he had the big kabod. When Yitro, he saw this, Moshe Rabbeinu went outside the Vayetze Moshe Lekrat Chatino, went outside, and what he told him, he told him, no, your place is not there. Your place, you have to come inside. Where he took him? Vayavohu Ha'ohela. He brought him. Your place is not outside the camp. Your place is inside the camp, not only inside the camp, inside my tent. Why? Because they teach you that Yitro, Ha'anei Kabod would never spit you. You, Yitro, you're a big tzaddik. You coming, you left all the kabod that you had, and you're coming to become part of Am Israel. You see later on, in the Hamash Bamidbar, said, Parashat Be'alotcha, I told him, Ve'ayita lanu le'inayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Yitro, you are just like our eyes. He said, we look up to you. We see how you're behaving, Yitro. We have to learn from you. So your place is not outside the camp. You deserve to come inside the camp. You deserve to come inside Bet Ulfarai. You're in the middle of Am Israel. That's how you're supposed to come here. That's why the Pasuk said, Ve'yabo ha'ohela. He called him inside the house. We said, it's simple. Every person, he called him inside the house. But he said, yeah, but here Yitro, he thought, Yitro, that I'm not worthy enough to come inside the camp. He told him, no, your place to come in. When Am Israel saw this, that was the biggest proof for Am Israel that Yitro, he is mitkaven Hashem Shemayim. His kavana is 100% Hashem Shemayim, because otherwise, Ha'anei Kabod would spit him. Just like Ha'anei Kabod spit all Chebet Dan, and spit all the Arab Rab, like the Zohar Kadosh says, he would also spit Yitro. But Ha'anei Kabod did not do anything. Yitro, he went inside and nothing happened. That was once a month for Am Israel that Yitro, he was Ger Tzedek. He wasn't just a sketch, he was Ger Tzedek. And they had also another siman, because we have the Gemara, famous story, the Gemara tells us, Masechet Hulin, Daf Zayin, that once Rabbi Pinchas bin Yair, he wanted to cross Ginai Nahara, he wanted to cross one river, and whatever, they will make the story short, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us here, that he split the water, and he crossed the river. And not only for him, he crossed the river for him, and for the people that were goyim, they were escorting him, the river split also for them. And in the zechut of whom, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. The Gemara says later after, Amar Rabbi Yosef, kama nafish gabra Moshe v'shtin Rabban. Said, take a look, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair over here is more hashub than Moshe and Shishim Rabbo in Israel. Why? Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, how many times the ocean split? One time. By Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, 3 times split the ocean. Once for him, once for the Misriim, and for the goy who was escorting him, and once for someone who's doing Asik b'mizvah, Asik the Hatta le Pesha. the ريح الطيلة بيسحا. He was carrying the flour to do matzot for Pesach. So he split also the Osek Bamzbah, also split the ocean, split the river for him. So three times it was happened over there. The Gemara didn't like it. The Gemara says, who said he's Hashub more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Maybe by Pinchas ben Yair, the river split only one time, but before the river, after Pinchas ben Yair crossed the river wanted to come back. Pinchas ben Yair told him, no, you have to stand still. Why? Because you have someone who's Asuk b'mizbah. And after that person also passed by, he wanted to come back. So no, you have to stand still because this guy was escorting me. So probably it happened also one time by what's his name, by Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, who told you it happens three times, he split the river. The Gemara said, okay, even though, Ela, ke Moshe v'shtin Rabban. So, okay, it's not Hashub more than Moshe v'shtin Rabbo. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is Hashub just like Moshe v'shtin Rabbo. That's also big honor for Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. That's what happened here to Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And I was looking, the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Lechem abirim achal aish. Tzidash rach lahem lasoba. Lechem abirim achal aish. The Midrash tells us here few things. Also the Gemara speaks about the man, that the man was absorbed inside the body. There was no need to go to the bathroom. That's, therefore the Pasuk called him, V'ne'al p'nei medbar dak mechuspas. What's this word, dak mechuspas? Ba'al HaTorim tells us over there, says Mechuspas, the gematria of Mechuspas is 248. To teach us that the man was absorbed in the 248 limbs that the person has. That Mechuspas. That many, many things that the Torah tells us about the man. So here the Pasuk said, Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. Who's that Ish who ate Lechem Abirim, which is Lechem Ibarim? Atkri Lechem Abirim, Lechem Ibarim. Lechem Shen Nibla'a Be'ibarav Shel Adam. The Midrash says here that Rabbi Akiba says, Lechem Abirim, those are the bread of the Malachim. Whatever the Malachim ate, Moshe Rabbeinu ate. When they said the things to Rabbi Ishmael, they said to him, they said to Akiba, he told him, no, don't call it Lechem Abirim, but Lechem Ibarim. Lechem that absorbed into the Ibarim of the person. Now, that's one pirush, few pirushim here at the Midrash. Who's that ish, the Pasuk referring to, that he ate from the man? One pirush amar bi'aybo, b'shesh sha'ot b'yitro, v'yarad lo man b'shesh sha'ot k'nega sheshim rubo. Heve omer, lechem abirim achal ish. Who's that ish who ate the man? Yitro. He came in the middle of the day, b'shesh sha'ot, he came yitro. V'yarad lo man b'shesh sha'ot k'nega sheshim rubo. What does it mean, k'nega sheshim rubo? I told you before that when he made the Sa'uda Yitro, everyone came to eat with him. Everyone came to eat with him. What they eat? They ate from the bread that he bought from Umot Aulam. Cannot be. Ela, he said, Yarad Lahem Man Le Israel in the Zechut of Yitro. The second time the man came down for Am Israel in the Zechut of Yitro, Kenegat Shishim Rabbo. They got extra portion that day in the Zechut of Yitro, they got extra portion. And that's what the Midrash is telling us over here. Now, the problem is that that's basically also what the Pasuk tells us also in Shemuel. Later on, it said, Pasuk said, Ve'ata asita chesed im b'nei Israel b'sitam me'eres Mitzrayim. The Pasuk tells us that he did chesed, which chesed im kol b'nei Israel, sh'nehenu m'se'udato Moshe ve'aharon v'chol zukne Israel. Everyone ate from that Sa'udah. Here it's interesting that Rashi tells us here, Nehnum Sa'udatom Moshe ve'aharon v'chol zuknei Israel. Rashi by us in the Humash, in this week's parasha, he said, Moshe yechan haya omed msharet al gabam. He didn't eat with them. But here Rashi says that he did eat with them. But whatever it is, all the tzaddikim they ate from that Sa'udah. Why did they eat? Did they leave lechem nashamayim to eat lechem nar? He said, of course not. Ela, b'shesh sha'ot b'yitro, v'arad lo man, בזכות יתרו כנגד כל ישראל. What's כנגד כל ישראל? Not in front of עם ישראל, because if it was only for him, הקדוש ברוך הוא did miracle for him in front of עם ישראל, what did they eat from his סעודה? Where did he get the bread? אלא ירד מן לכל ישראל in his זכות. Now the problem is, the problem is that we all know that when the man used to come down, how could the man come down? We just told you before that ענני כבוד was surrounding Am Israel, and nothing, nothing could come in. How come here the man, he came to, at the time of Yitro? Because we all know that on a Nikabod, Rashi tells us, Parashat B'Shalach, Vayisa' Malach ha'elohim ha'olech lefnei machane Yisrael ve'yelech me'achareihem. Rashi tells us here, ve'yelech me'achareihem lehabdil ben machane Mitzrayim ubein machane Yisrael ulkabel hatzim ublisteraot shel Mitzrayim. So on a Nikabod, it moved from, all the time it was walking in front of Am Israel, it moved from Am Israel, it went behind of Am Israel, and the other side, and their back. Why? Because since that the Egyptians, they were running, chasing Am Israel, they were throwing bows and arrows and all kind of things, the rocks, and who knows what they were throwing at Am Israel. Al Nekabod was accepting everything, protecting Am Israel. Because Al Nekabod, nothing could come in. It's also here, also the Midrash Rabbah, exactly the same idea by Parashat Shlach Lecha. Pasuk says here, the Midrash Rabbah tells us in Parashat Shlach, Parashat Tet Zayin, Siman Kaf Alef, Ve'yomiru kol ha'idal rgum utam ba'abanim. After the Meraglim came back, said, let's stone them with rocks. Stone who? Ve'yomiru kol rgum utam ba'abanim. Simple understanding, they wanted to stone Yoshua and Caleb. They are the ones that said, Alon Alev Yerashnu Utam. Midrash says, no. ויאמרו כל העדה לרגום אותם באבנים, ומי הם? משה ואהרון. Let's stone משה ואהרון. וכבוד אדוני נראה באוהל מועד, מלמד שהיו זורקים אבנים, והענן מקבלם. They were throwing stones, rocks, and משה ואהרון, על הנקבות was protecting them. So if that's the case, על הנקבות was protecting them, how could the man come down if there's על הנקבות? Doesn't make sense. If על הנקבות stops everything, how could the man come down? Ella, we must explain, like Yonatan Oziel. Yonatan Oziel has something very short, but we have to understand it. Pasuk says, "V'ta'al shechbat hatal, v'hene al pene midbar dak mechuspas dak kefor al haaretz." V'ta'al shechbat hatal. What does it mean? The man before the man used to come, the dew used to come, and to clean the floor. And then the man used to come on top of it. Then another layer of dew to protect the man. It was like munah bekufsa. That's what the Gemara said. He says here, Yonatan Uziel, V'ta'al shechbat hatal, V'sliku ananaya, V'ahitu manna alave, Anhot tala, V'havat al pemet baradak, Misargel v'chule. He added two words here, V'sliku ananaya. The ananim, anani kabod, spread out, and the man came down. What did Yonatan Uziel wants to teach us? I saw here the Mechilta tell us over there, V'ta'al shechbat hatal, exactly on this pasuk. V'ta'al shechbat hatal, harei zeh bal lelemetcha ha-katub, kesad haman yored le-Israel. How did the man come down to Israel? He says here, Yotzet ruach sifonit, ומכבדת המדבר, ויורד מטר מכבס הארץ, והטל עולה, והרוח מנשבת בו, ועושהו כמין שולחנות של זהב, והמן יורד עליהם. What was the process? How did the Kadosh Baruch Hu bring the man to Am Israel? So first of all, Ruach Sifonit used to come to cleanse and everything. And then, ומכבדת המדבר, it sweeps the midbar, it makes everything smooth. יורד מטר מכבס הארץ, the water, the rain comes, flushes everything, all the dirt. V'hatal ole, the dew comes, and a fresh layer of dew. V'aruach menashibet bo, v'aoseo kimin shulchanot. The cold wind comes to make it like a sort of frosting layer. Kimin shulchanot shuzahav, v'hemman yored alehim. That was the process. B'chol yukesar man yored, yoset ruach sifonit. Hey, ruach sifonit, what kind of, hello, what's going on over here? We just told you before, there was no ruach sifonit. The Gemara said, how come Am Yisrael did not do Brit Milah? Because they never had ruach sifonit. How did the man come down here over here? And Targum Yonatan Uziel also tells us, v'ta'at shechbat hatal, usliku ananiya. Ananiya kabod spread out, how? Through ruach sifonit. What's going on? I just read you from the Gemara. The Gemara said, and the Ruach Sifonit never came. So what happened all of a sudden? Ella, the Gemara, same place, Nibamut, continues. Tamu Rabbanan, kol otam 40 shana shayu Yisrael b'midbar, all the 4 years. One Breita told us before they never had Ruach Tzifonit. Second Breita said, Lo haya yom shlo nashbabo Ruach Tzifonit b'chatzi al-layla. Every day in the 4 years, Ruach Tzifonit used to come in the middle of the night and to spread on a nikabod, because otherwise on nikabod was blocking everything. How could the man come down? Ela Ruach Tzifonit used to come to spread usliku ananiyat, spread push away on a nikabod. Then the dew is gonna come, the man's gonna come, and then it's covered. So there was Ruach Tzifonit. As the Breita said before, all the 4 years they never had Ruach Tzifonit. That was during daytime, but at night they did have Ruach Tzifonit. That otherwise, how the man gonna come to Am Israel? Ella during the night time they used to have Ruach Tzifonit, yes, and spread on a nikabot. There was preparation for the man. Next morning, everything's ready. The man is ready. After already Ruach Tzifonit, it came in the middle of the night and everything was fine. But during the daytime, never they never experienced Ruach Tzifonit. Now we understand Am Israel. How come they did not do Brit Mila every day? Every day, there's Ruach Tzifonit. He said, no, Ruach Tzifonit was only at night time. Night time, you all know, you cannot do Brit Mila at night. The reason why Am Israel did not do Brit Mila because there's no Ruach Tzifonit. Why there's no Ruach Tzifonit? Because Avon Aigel, because they don't have a Nikabod. Ruach Tzifonit is going to spread away on a Nikabod. Therefore, there's no Ruach Tzifonit. He said, there is Ruach Tzifonit at night. That's at night. At night, they cannot do Brit Mila. Therefore, Am Israel didn't have a choice. You're right. Every night, they did have Ruach Tzifonit to spread on a nikabod. And if there is Ruach Tzifonit, you could do Brit Mila. But the problem, at night, you cannot do Brit Mila. Yitro, when he came, Yitro, we said, the Yilkut Shimoni said, in his zechut, Yarad man for him, or for, anyway, you want to explain it, Yarad man only for him in front of Am Israel, or Yarad man for all Am Israel in his zechut. Anyway, you're going to explain it. A man came down specially for Yitro. When? B'shesh sha'ot by Yitro, in the middle of the day. How did the man came if there's Anani Kabod around him? And the Pasuk said, V'ta'al shechbat atal, usliku ananiya. That was the process of Anani Kabod, of the man. First of all, Ruach Tzifonit comes, spread away Anani Kabod, and then the man could come. When Yitro came, the man came specially in his zechut for Klal Am Israel. The man came down. How did the man come down? Obviously, Ruach Tzifonit came. If there's no Ruach Tzifonit to spread on a nikabod, how's the man going to come? The nikabod is going to block it. Yitro, he saw that at that moment, Ruach Tzifonit came. The only reason why Am Israel did not do Brit Mila because there's no Ruach Tzifonit. You're right, there was Ruach Tzifonit at night, but you cannot do Brit Mila at night. But Yitro, for him, the man came the middle of the day. That means now there is Ruach Tzifonit. He took advantage of that moment. Right away, he did the Brit Mila. That's what the Pasuk said. Vayihad Yitro. What's Vayihad Yitro? How did he put himself into Sakana? It wasn't Sakana. There was Ruach Tzifonit at that moment. So Yitro, he was waiting for that Sha'at HaKosher, that there is Ruach Tzifonit. He said, now the time, Matay Teyabo Liyadim, Zva Zuba Kayimina. Now the time came. The man came down. Obviously, Ruach Tzifonit spread out on a nikabod. Now I can do Brit Mila. Therefore, the Pasuk said, Vayihad Yitro, did Brit Mila. That we see from here how much Yitro, he was eager to do the mizvot. He was waiting for the mizvah. Matay Teyabo Liyadim, Zva Kayimina. He took advantage of that moment, even though everyone was busy, they're greeting him and whatever. He said, that's the best time. We could do Brit Mila now. So I don't know why Am Israel did not take advantage also of this time. If the Anani Kabod spread out, there was Ruach Tzifonit, how come Am Israel also didn't do Brit Mila? Ella Yitro was looking forward for that mitzvah, and it, right away he saw Ruach Tzifonit came, right away he did Brit Mila. Am Israel, they couldn't, I don't know, they didn't cap what's going on yet. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them later on, Parashat Be'alotcha, he said, Vayita lalan le'ainayim. We need people like you Yitro, among Am Israel. Your place is not outside the camp. You're scared. He sent the messenger to me that he cannot go inside the camp. Your place is not outside the camp. Inside the camp. Inside the ohel of Yaboha, ohela, you could come inside. From you, we have to learn, you Yitro. Why? Because especially that here you're taking advantage of that moment that came, and right away you did Brit Mila. We need that Heshek, we need that enthusiasm that you had for the Kiyum HaMizvot, that we needed for Am Israel. Therefore, you told him, the wonder why the Parashah, as we said, it's the Parashah called Parashat Yitro, Why? Because then Ger Tzedek. That was the second the proof for Am Yisrael that Yitro, he was really tzaddik. Why? Because he came now, the Anani Kabod did accept him and everything. And not only this, he came also to convert. Also, that at the time, even though at the time Moshe Rabbeinu did not accept Gerim, Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that he's Ger Tzedek, he came now, and they converted. That was the proof for Am Yisrael that Yitro was Tzedek, therefore they came to convert. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, please, I want you to stay with us. We want you to stay with us. We need to learn from you. Whether Hashem should help us, that we should always try to learn from those who are above us. Like the Pasuk said, Asher b'shamayim ma'al, Asher ba'aris mitachat. What does it mean? We explained a few times that Asher b'shamayim thinks that spiritual things, b'shamayim, you have to look at people who are above you. Asher b'shamayim ma'al, look at those who are above you. Don't look at those who are under you, b'ruhaniyut. You're going to say, hey, if everyone's going to be like me, Mashiach would have come a long time ago. So you wouldn't get nowhere. You have to look at people who are above you. Asher ba'ares mitachat, look at those. Baruch Hashem that I have. Many people, they don't have what I have. Therefore, that we have to always to look forward to keeping the mazvot. Be'ezer Hashem, Hashem should help us. We should always keep the mazvot. B'smachav tov levav, amen v'amen. רבי חנן המלך שאומר, נעשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך.